WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Your daily dose of wisdom with a side of caffeine. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and expectations. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to appreciate the little things. But that's where gratitude comes in. This isn't about being Pollyanna-ish or ignoring the tough stuff. It's about consciously shifting your focus to the good, even amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating gratitude in everyday life, because trust me, a little gratitude goes a long way. First off, remember that feeling of pure joy when you finally nail that tricky task? Or maybe that warm, fuzzy feeling when you see someone genuinely happy. Those are glimpses of gratitude at work. Now imagine if we could cultivate those feelings more often. That's the power of actively practicing gratitude. Think about it. A grateful heart is a resilient heart. It's less likely to be dragged down by negativity, stress, or comparison. Here's the deal. Gratitude isn't just some feel-good buzzword. It's a superpower. Studies show that people who practice gratitude regularly experience better mental health, stronger relationships, and even improved physical well-being. Talk about a win-win. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Life's crazy. But hold on, because we're going to break it down into five actionable steps that you can start implementing today. First up, make gratitude a daily ritual. Whether it's journaling three things you're grateful for each morning or simply taking a moment before bed to reflect on the good things that happened that day, consistency is key. Think of it like exercise for your soul. The more you do it, the stronger you become. Next, be present in your experiences. We often get so caught up thinking about the past or worrying about the future that we miss out on the beauty of the present moment. Ever noticed how a delicious meal tastes even better when you savor each bite? That's presence at work. Third, express gratitude to others. A simple, thank you, can go a long way in strengthening relationships and creating a more positive environment. Remember that time someone went out of their way to help you? Did it make your day? They probably felt good about it too. Gratitude is contagious, folks. Now, let's talk about shifting your perspective. Instead of focusing on what's lacking in your life, try looking for the silver lining in every situation. Maybe you got stuck in traffic. Use that time to catch up on a podcast or listen to your favorite music. Lastly, don't be afraid to celebrate small victories. That promotion? That completed project? Celebrate those wins, big and small. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Acknowledging your accomplishments keeps you motivated and reinforces the feeling of gratitude for all that you've achieved. Let me tell you about this one time I was driving home after a particularly stressful day at work. The traffic was backed up, my phone died, and I just felt like giving up. But then I looked around and noticed something. The sunset was absolutely breathtaking. It was this vibrant mix of oranges, pinks, and purples, like a masterpiece painted across the sky. Suddenly, I felt that shift in perspective. Even though things were tough, there was still beauty to be found. That simple moment reminded me of the power of gratitude. So, remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the challenges. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even when things get tough. Start incorporating these five steps into your daily routine. I guarantee you'll notice a difference in your outlook and your overall well-being. Remember, folks, you are capable of amazing things. Keep striving for greatness, celebrate your victories, and never forget to appreciate the journey. Stay tuned for more Stoic Mindset Reset episodes, where we'll continue exploring powerful techniques to unlock your inner resilience and live a more fulfilling life. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.